At the NAFB convention, I'm visiting with Mark Ramsey. And, Mark, you're one of our early speakers in the program here. You've got a message to bring to this group of farm broadcasters. Why don't we just kind of touch base on what some of the things are that you'd like them to think about when it comes to this industry we're in?
Sure. Well, I think the most important thing to recognize is this is a time of great opportunity. You know, times of turmoil and change usually are. There's so much emphasis on, you know, what's the role of media, what's the role of radio and broadcast and television going forward. I think people lose sight of the fact that those launching points are what create all this possibility for you to do other things with that audience when you have them. So the question isn't, is radio relevant? It's television relevant. Those are the wrong questions. The question is, given that we have this great audience through radio, through television, what else can we do with them now that we have their trust, their habits, their permission, their loyalty, not to mention the loyalty of the advertisers that we also have over time and the relationships we have there? The biggest thing we have that we need to leverage from here forward are the relationships we have between our consumers and our advertisers in our presence. And we have the ability to convert those across any platform, do anything we want, create events, communications, dialogues, products, services, for pay, for advertising, doesn't matter. It's limitless. But we have to get out of, you know, what's going to happen to radio, what's going to happen to television, what's going to happen to advertising. The goal should be, I don't care. We're already beyond that.
Well, and we call it the new media world, and at that this point, I don't think it's so new anymore, some of the new things, the technologies, but I like the word opportunity, because my observation has been on the broadcast side that, you know, there was some fear of what these changes were going to mean. Does it mean that we won't be relevant anymore, like you said? And those are all the wrong questions. These provide new opportunities to kind of expand the range of your audience, the ways that people want to get that information that they trust to get from you, right?
Right, absolutely. The more we know about the people who come to us on an individual basis, the better we can service their needs. Because right now, everybody has their own mobile device. Everybody, you know, everybody's going to have a smartphone if they don't already. People will be able to get anything they want any way they want it. The question is, who from? And why not us? We already have those relationships with advertisers, with consumers. We already create content. Why not do it across any platform that people want it? And that makes it so easy. But people are a little bit petrified with, you know, what should I do? Do I need to do this? What's the ROI? As I'm going to say in the presentation, you know, what's the RO of not I?
Exactly. Well, questions I get hit with, some get very specific. Do I really need a website that's updated frequently? Do I need to put audio or video or photos? Do I need to have an app that might be a way for somebody to listen to what we're doing or to see what we're doing? How do you answer some of those kinds of questions?
Those are great questions, and they're all the wrong ones, because they're all tactical questions. They're all, you know, should I follow this trend? Should I follow that trend? Should I add this widget, that widget? These are the wrong questions. The questions of, what business are you in? Okay, if you're in the business of connecting consumers with advertisers in your presence, do that. Do it any way that makes sense. Do it any way that's profitable. Do it any way that supports the three legs of the stool: consumers, advertisers, your brand. And do it across platforms. The question isn't, should you stream? The question isn't, should you update your website? The question is, what's the website for? The question is, what do the consumers want? And how do they want to get it? And why not get it from you? If you ask those questions, then all the tactics fall away. And instead, you're going to be focused on a goal rather than chasing the latest fad.
Most of the folks here are in the radio side of broadcasting. Is what you're suggesting that they're not in the radio business, that they're in something else? And is there a name for that?
Absolutely. Well, I don't know if there's a name for it. I would say the name is, you know, we can redefine radio however we like. You know, radio has been defined as a certain thing for 100 years, as we know. But it doesn't need to be defined as that. Ultimately, we're in the business of connecting consumers with advertisers in our presence. Well, we can do that better than anybody, especially on a local basis, and especially for this audience, in this vertical market of agriculture. Why not do that? What a great opportunity. You know, outside of this audience of agriculture, they call that a niche. Well, if you're a niche, explore that niche across every platform you can. Be the experts at that niche. Be the best source for information for that niche. Be the go-to place for people who want information and want to put their messages. and want to engage consumers. You can do all those things given that you have these audiences. The danger is that in the long run, our own clients have the capability of developing this capability, right? They can be their own media outlets in the future. We have a big head start, and we have the trust of these listeners/consumers. Those advantages won't last forever. Let's use it while we can, and let's take advantage of these opportunities.
Well, let's face it, a lot of these companies that would be supporting advertisers, clients of whatever kind, now have the way, like you said, to directly talk to their customer without having to go through the media filter. Mm-hmm. That's been happening for a while, some doing it better than others, some maybe haven't even gone in that direction yet. But I've kind of told some of these folks, you know, why not get ahead of the curve? If you've got a client who's not taking advantage of some of this technology, why don't you be the one that helps them make that they go to for that, for example?
That's it exactly. I mean, the point is you're the experts, right? You're the experts. You're the trusted source. You're the trusted partner. You're not just a tower with, you know, signals radiating from it. You are actually a marketing partner for advertisers, and you are a problem solver for consumers. Be that.
For the broadcasters who want to feel like they need to do something that they are not doing, what would you advise them in terms of how do they go about trying to get a handle on this and make some of the decisions about ways they can take advantage of these opportunities?
Well, it begins with strategy, and strategy begins with understanding who we're talking to, both in terms of audience and our clients. So the first step, I think, is talking to these people one-on-one about what their problems are and how you can solve them. And I mean both consumers and clients, and I mean one-on-one. And I don't mean, you know, your problem is you want to buy spots. We can sell those to you because that's not the problem of any client. No client has a problem buying spots. They have a problem with their business, whatever their business objective is, more awareness, more sales, more foot traffic, whatever it is. Let's address those problems, and let's address it in creative ways that use our relationships with our consumers but aren't limited to over-the-air spots.
Last question, because I know we're going to come up on time for our presentation here, but how about on some of the things that I hear come up is, well, when I go into the media buyer for this particular agency or that, they look at it, they're making their traditional buy for spots or placement in a magazine schedule, and then, you have all this web stuff. I mean, that's just added value, right? Can you just make a comment about the value that has and not feeling like this is something that we just kind of throw away, if you will?
Well, in some cases, the media buyer may be the wrong target. I mean, in some cases, that's the wrong person. That's the intermediary between the client who has the problem and the broadcaster who can solve it. And their job is to, you know, deliver low cost per point. Well, you know, that's not necessarily solving the problem of the client. That's solving the problem of the buyer. So in some cases, the answer is don't go to the buyer, go direct where you can. If you have to go to a buyer, you may not be able to convince a buyer that that stuff is worth more than added value, in which case, don't sell it to them.
That's some great advice, and I want to thank you, Mark. Looking forward to your presentation. We're visiting here at the NAFB.